Eva sat at the supper table with her father, Robert, two sisters, Christiana and Marina, her brother-in-law, Roland, and his two trusted men, Hugh and Charles. They had been able to save her sister, Christiana, just that afternoon from a force of evil. Where the ultimate evil was coming from, she and her sisters didn't really know, but they understood the legend that had been passed down in their family, saying there was a source of evil, and the three sisters born at the same time would be the ones with the powers to stop the evil. They'd passed round one, but each of them knew the master was still out there, ready to hurt them all. The man sent to take her elder sister, Christiana, was a fire starter, and had burned her badly. Without the powers of the three sisters used together, she would be dead. Eva still shuddered to think about what could have happened and wondered what the next test would be. Robert was clearly happy. He was thrilled Christiana had married Roland, a strong, handsome Norman, who had come to conquer her and force her to be his bride, but had instead showed her love like she had never seen. Robert raised his glass in a toast and lowered it after, looking around the table at each of his three beautiful daughters. Eva and Hugh had strong feelings for one another, and she was hoping for a marriage proposal any day. Surely he would offer her father for her hand in marriage within a fortnight. He was as in love with her as she was with him, and it was obvious in everything he did. Finding love in the men who had come to conquer them was surprising, but Eva couldn't be happier. She had always firmly believed that no matter who someone was, at the core they were a person, capable of good or evil. Everything about Hugh shouted nobility to her. He was a kind, caring, gentle man who showed his love for her in everything he did. The fates were surely smiling down at her on the day she was born, or she'd never have found a man as precious as her Hugh. Robert had a huge smile on his face when he asked,
"When will there be more weddings in this old house?"
Robert was well aware that a new home for them all was being built very close in the form of a castle, and while the idea of a castle was nice, he wanted his daughters married in the home they'd grown up in, and no one could really blame him. Eva's eyes went to Hugh's with a smile, hoping he'd take the opportunity to ask her to be his wife. There was nothing in the world she wanted more than marrying the large, dark warrior who had come with the conquering army. Hugh stood, shaking his head.
"I could never marry Eva. She is too good for me."
He strode from the room as if nothing mattered to him more than getting away from her. Eva didn't hear or see anything that happened after that. When she felt the tears prick her eyes, she projected an illusion of serenity to the room, hoping no one would realize that her heart had just been broken in two. Her sisters would know, of course, but she didn't want her father to know, and she certainly didn't want Roland or Charles to know and carry tales back to Hugh. She thought they'd worked out the matter of his birth. Eva didn't care that he'd been born a peasant and was only in their home because he'd saved Roland's life as a child. Class distinctions had never really mattered to her family, and even less to her than the others. She thought all men should be judged on their own merits and not on the circumstances of their births. She would go talk to Hugh again, and he would understand that it didn't matter, she decided. After supper, she and Hugh would talk and fall into one another's arms, kissing as they always did, and maybe tonight would be the night of his marriage proposal after all. Eva loved Hugh more than she'd ever imagined it was possible to love someone who wasn't one of her sisters. Eva was the middle daughter of Robert and Aedwin, who had died many years before. Aedwin had been the descendant of Druids and had always known her life was meant to be different than those around her. Eva and her two sisters were triplets, born just minutes apart, and each of them had a power from their Druid ancestors. Christiana, the oldest, had the ability to talk to the others in her mind. She had done it since they were small girls, but just recently, her powers had been so enhanced it felt as if she was always yelling in the others' minds. Marina, the youngest, had been born with a power to heal others. Her powers hadn't manifested until the three of them were six, but their mother had made it clear to them all that Marina's powers would someday be the most important of all. She had healed many people over the years, but had been unable to heal their mother in childbirth, something she couldn't seem to forgive herself for. Eva had been born with the power of illusion. She could make things appear out of nowhere, but they weren't things that could be touched or heard. She hoped that as the years went by, her powers would be enhanced like Christiana's had been, but she had no way of knowing when or how such a thing could happen. Eva waited until everyone was finished eating before standing up to go talk to Hugh. She wasn't sure where he was, but she needed to find him and make sure he understood she loved him, no matter what his background was. She wandered the halls for a moment to see if she could find him, but he wasn't anywhere to be seen. She finally decided she didn't care if it was the right thing for a young, unmarried lady to do. She was going to his room to see if she could find him so they could talk. Only people who cared about them were in the house, so what did it matter anyway? She stopped outside his room and knocked twice, quietly waiting for him to answer.
"Enter." His voice was deep and gruff. He sounded like he was just as upset as she was.